This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. After his first trip to Africa in 1954, George Hauser returned more than 40 times, sometimes visiting twice a year. But his most recent trip, just 2 weeks ago, came with only a few days' warning.
A phone call came out of the blue from the South African consulate in Los Angeles, saying that the South African Consulate General has the pleasure to inform you it has received notice from the Presidency of the Republic of South Africa that the award of the Order of the Companions of O.R. Tambo will be bestowed upon you, etc. The date was to be April the 27th, which is South Africa's Freedom Day.
That national award, the highest honor given to a non-African, came as recognition for Hauser's lifetime of active support for the movement toward democracy in South Africa. Hauser was an ordained Methodist minister who was an early participant in the U.S. civil rights movement, co-founding CORE, the Congress of Racial Equality, in the early 1950s. From that position, he reached out to assist the early African National Congress with their defiance campaign against the South African apartheid regime.
My beginning was being in touch with Walter Sisulu, the General Secretary of the African National Congress. We organized a group here called Americans for South African Resistance, and we raised funds for legal defense and some for the families of breadwinners who had been sent off to prison. There were some 10,000 arrested in this campaign, 1952-53.
In the course of these and later activities, Hauser met and became friends with Oliver Tambo, the leader for whom that award was named.
O.R. Tambo was the president in exile of the African National Congress. Oliver Tambo had been designated by the African National Congress, which was the majority party in South Africa, to leave the country and represent it internationally after the Sharpeville Massacre in 1960, when 69 Africans who were nonviolently protesting against the pass laws were killed.
Hauser, who relocated to Santa Rosa from New York in the past year, is enormously grateful that the South African democracy movement was ultimately successful. He admits to having doubts that he would live to see it.
I thought it would never end. I was not optimistic because the white-led government of the Afrikaners was very strong. And it took years of nonviolent campaigning plus international action, action like ours in the United States. But there was a strong anti-apartheid movement in Britain, in much of Europe, even in Asia, Japan, and a lot through the United Nations, calling for the release of Mandela and the others from prison and divestment.
George Hauser chronicled his firsthand experience of that struggle in his 1989 memoir, No One Can Stop the Rain. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.